Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in, of course, to 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Hi-Rez is making his first appearance on our program this afternoon. We're going to be talking to him not only about the actual love he has for music, but what it's been like for him to have his fans literally around the world be able to love his music as well. His album that is available right now is called Impatiently Waiting. I actually got it myself. And he's doing something very special for you guys that get his album. He's actually making a personal phone call to those who purchased the album. We'll be telling you guys a little bit more about that at the end of the program. One of the singles that is getting a lot of buzz that we'll be spending some time talking about today is the single Applause. Here is Hi-Rez with Applause. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. You guys stay with us.
Now I done been around the block a few times, never ever coming off of my grind. I did this music shit all on my own time, never begging anybody for a dime.
I deserve an applause.
deserving applause. Yeah, I deserve an applause. I deserve an applause. I deserve an applause.
There you have High Res with applause here on Conversations Live. Slight delay there for our radio listeners because we didn't have the radio version. But for online listeners, you guys heard it in its entirety. Again, it's from High Res album, Impatiently Waiting. We actually have High Res waiting for us today to talk to us about his journey in music and what it's been like for him to share that with all of you guys. High Res, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
How's it going, man?
Hey, going really well. Congratulations on the album, Impatiently Waiting. I was sharing with our listeners that you actually have a great incentive for them to be able to get it, a personal phone call from you. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But what has this experience been like for you, High Res? I mean, it's very obvious, even if anyone takes the time to listen to the words of that song, that this has really been a journey for you. It's been a process. What has it been like for you to see the hard work paying off?
I'm saying I've been making music for, you know, about 6-7 years already. I'm a youngin' still. I'm only 19, but you know what I'm saying? Now I'm touring on the road with Corey Guns, King Los, about to hop on tour with Riff Raff. I got shows with Action Bronson. I've opened for every relevant name in the game, not to sound too cocky, but, you know, it's all a blessing, man. It's good God working his magic, and I'm taking it day by day and just seeing where it goes. So, you know, like I said, it's all a blessing.
Yeah, so, you know, and the blessings, you know, do continue. As you said, we're going to be telling our listeners how they can get the album and, of course, being able to stay in contact with you as well. High Res, but, you know, when did you first know? You mentioned you're 19 now. I mean, but you've known for quite some time that this is what you wanted to do. What was it about hip-hop that called to you?
I mean, you know, I got two older brothers, just a little fast fact. And I always grew up around hip-hop and, you know, rap in general, just kind of that 90s real soulful stuff. I grew up on, you know, Eazy-E, N.W.A., Tupac, Biggie, all that stuff, Cypress Hill. And just the words, the content, the meaning, the message, the struggle, the pain behind it, everything just kind of caught my attention. Not one thing to be exact, but, you know, just everything about the real conscious side of music really caught my eye. The fact that people put their truths and their struggles, you know, into words and lyrics, and, you know, they kind of take negativities and, you know, use it as fuel and use it as fuel to power their dreams. I kind of just, you know, love that. I just ran with that. I don't have, you know, I'm, you know, everyone has struggles in the world. So I kind of just found a way to use my pain, you know, towards positivity. So that's really what I love about the conscious side of hip hop.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned about the content because I've had the opportunity to listen to the entire album. We got ours here at cdbaby.com. We'll be telling our listeners, so it is available all over the place. But, you know, one thing I was thinking about and listening to the different tracks is that, you know, there is a lot of truth. I mean, there is a lot. I mean, there's the one track, Still Smiling, you know, that, yeah, that says a whole lot. I mean, Broke Pockets, I think people can relate to that one as well, you know. And then there's Guilty Pleasure. Do you think that part of the attraction, because you have tens of thousands of fans that are staying in contact with you online, you have individuals, of course, going to your shows. I was following your Facebook page, you know, you're having these big performances. Do you think part of what they're liking about you, High Res, is that you are speaking your truth, which is also resonating with their own truth in their life? So they're recognizing the realness in your words.
I like to think so. This is all really trial and error. Like I said, I've been making music for a long time. So I have gained fans for many different reasons. I've put out records that mean more to the fans than me. I've done EDM records to kind of gain those little EDM heads because that's really what's in right now. I've done everything, but at the end of the day, what I love more than anything else is, you know, like you said, you know, putting my truths and struggles into this music. So that's really where, you know, my overall picture is. That's really where I'm headed. And at the end of the day, I really, you know, I like to kind of gain my fans, you know, through relation, through them understanding what I go through and being able to understand the struggle, understand everything that I'm going through, not even just pain, but understand the happiness, understand basically just feeling my emotions through my music. So, you know, like I said, I've been gaining fans from every different angle, but that's one angle right there that I, you know, I feel, I love, you know, and I enjoy.
Yeah.
And I hope to, you know, I will ride that wave all the way, you know, all the way to the top.
Yeah, exactly. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. Hi Rez is our guest here. If you're not following him already on Twitter, at Hi Rez the Rapper is where you can find him there. And then, of course, you can find him on his Facebook page, too, for Hi Rez fans. We'll be repeating that at the end of the broadcast. Hi Rez, I want to talk about you for a second, because one of the things, you know, I'm one of the individuals who follow you on Twitter, stay in contact with you through your Facebook page. It seems as though one of the things that is really important for you is to, you know, is to be happy with who you are. Ironically, that is one of the things that is so difficult for people to do today, is to be happy with who they are. When did you first realize that you were comfortable with yourself and comfortable in your own skin, and you were going to be that person no matter what other people thought?
Honestly, you know, I come across as, you know, the guy who is confident and comfortable, but I'm not even half as comfortable and confident as I should be, and, you know, I'm still working towards, you know, positivity and happiness every day of my life, but, you know, kind of not knowing, you know, that little percentage of not knowing who I am or what I am or what I want to do is a big reason why I keep going, you know what I'm saying? Basically, the unknown. I embrace the unknown. I embrace not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow, what's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where this life will lead. You know, it's a very unknown industry. So, you know, like I said, just the unknown. I don't fear the unknown. I embrace failure. I embrace fear. I embrace the unknown. And, you know, that's what keeps me going. And like I said, I've been making music for years. So, you know, I got to the point in my life that criticizing, you know, critics and non-believers, that's the least of my problems. You know, now I'm worrying about paying the bills, staying alive, happiness, you know, feeding a future family, you know, supporting my family. So, you know, it's got to the point where this is real life, and, you know, critics and words are, you know, the least of my problems at this point.
Yeah. In that song that we heard here, Applause, you know, you say that you need an applause, and I think we all deserve for what we do. We all deserve that pat on the back. Is part of the message of that song, Hi Rez, that if nobody else recognizes the hard work that you're putting in, to make sure that you know, recognize it for yourself and pat yourself on the back?
Completely. That's what it is. You know, it's like you said before, I enjoy, you know, having people relate to my words and my lyrics, so it goes for anyone else chasing a dream or anyone else just, you know, in a struggle or anyone else even in a 9-to-5 job that they don't enjoy. It's just, you know, if you're working hard and you're not an ignorant mind and, you know, you understand the truths and you understand the corruptness of this world and this industry and a lot of stuff like that, if you're not an ignorant mind, then, you know, you're an open-minded person, then, you know, you deserve a pat on the back just for being the soul who you are, just for being that person you are. So that's really, you know, that's the overall gist of that song. But, you know, if you listen line by line, there's lots and lots of messages behind it, just, you know, with each bar specifically.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to be telling our listeners who have not gotten, you know, impatiently waiting, if they have not gotten it, we're going to tell them how they can get it here in a moment. I mentioned, you know, that we got it through CDBaby.com. They can get it there at a very inexpensive price. You guys can pick it up for less than $6 there on CDBaby.com. One of the things that you have there is you have an incentive for people to be able to get it. And we actually tweeted about this earlier because I didn't realize this until we went to purchase it ourselves to show support. And that is, if individuals, if they actually email in a copy of proof of their purchase and your phone number, that you will actually call them. Why? Talk to us about the fans. Why is it important for you to have that personal connection with them?
You know, I've been a fan my whole life of music, and you know, I always will be, obviously, till the day I die. Just, you know, the more I get into the industry, you know, the harder it is for me to really appreciate what's going on behind the scenes because I know all about it. But when I was, you know, more of a fan and less of an artist back in the day, I know how important it was to connect. I never really got the chance to talk to any, you know, of my favorite artists. And, you know, I always wish I could. I still wish I could. Most of the artists I'm really, you know, into and inspired by are either, you know, they're kind of either lost it or they're passed away. So, you know, I'm kind of giving back right now, you know, while I can, because I know there's going to be a point, unfortunately, where I won't be able to talk to anybody, you know, very few of my fans, because, you know, it's going to get to the point where it's going to get very hectic. It's going to get sold out shows. It's going to be, you know, hopefully in, you know, fans in the millions, you know. So I'm doing it now while I know I can. Well, you know, I'm not big-headed right now, and, you know, I hope to never be, but you never know where this industry could lead you. But I know I'm at the point right now, you know, I'm level-headed. I'm a very understanding person. I'm a human being just like my fans. So, you know, it's really good to connect and kind of not only relate to them through my music, but, you know, literally relate to them as a person.
Yeah. Just the idea that you have fans, Hi Rez, has that sunk in for you? I mean, the thought that I mentioned, of course, the numbers early of those who stay in contact with you online, but you're able to see these people at your performances. You're able to see them singing the songs that come there just to see you. Has that part of it sunk in, that they are there for you?
Still not. You know, I think, I don't know if it will ever sink in. I don't really know. You know, like I said, this is a very unknown industry, and you never know what you're doing tomorrow. I've had crazy shows, you know, with hundreds of my own fans, you know, knowing my words, and I've done shows, you know, opening acts and, you know, some of my own shows in areas in the United States that, you know, five people come out. So, you know, this industry and this life in general is kind of a, you know, a real roller coaster type feeling. So, I don't know if that feeling will ever come across. I'm always humbled, you know, when I have shows with five people, and that's, like I said, it's just the unknown that keeps me going. So, I can't really say yes or no to that, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I think the fans will definitely continue. Again, Hi-Rez has been our guest. The album is called Impatiently Waiting. The single you guys heard here is Applause. Hi-Rez, how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as be able to support the music?
Impatiently Waiting. You could cop that on iTunes. That's, you know, everyone knows iTunes. If you have like an Android or something like that, you can get it on CD Baby. All my free music, I actually have five mixtapes out right now on DatPiff. Hundreds of thousands of downloads on DatPiff.com, DatPiff.com. I got tons of songs on YouTube. Follow me on Twitter at Hi-Rez, HIREZ. The rapper, THE, you know, rapper, everyone knows how to spell all that. You know, find me on Facebook at facebook.com/HiRezFans. And again, that's HIREZ. And, you know, just keep up with me on all that social network stuff. And, you know, I'm going to be doing this till the day I'm dead. So I don't have a deadline with this.
Right. Well, congratulations to you again, Hi-Rez. You know, I appreciate you being able, of course, to share, you know, some of, you know, your backstory, but also I think to show, you know, how you've been able to live your life and to do it, you know, in a way where you can be happy with yourself and happy with what you're doing. So congratulations, and we look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Appreciate that, man. Thanks for having me.
Okay, glad to do it. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation here, you know what to do. You can head over to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged Hi-Rez both on Facebook and also his Twitter handle, so you can find him there as well. Click on that link. You can go back and listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you find there. Again, the album is entitled Impatiently Waiting. If you guys do get it from CD Baby, you'll see the instructions there on how to be able to email in your proof of purchase and then, of course, with your phone number, and you'll get a personal call from Hi-Rez himself to thank you for your support. That's going to do it for us for this edition of our program. I'm going to turn you guys over, for those listening to us on the radio side, turn you guys over to the radio side for our online listeners. I'll be back with you guys at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central. That's 5:30 for our friends on the West Coast. Join us then when we'll be speaking with recording artist Matt Chris will be on with us. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that, as well as his new single featuring Jadakiss. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.